It is the Riot Podcast. Hi.
I almost wish on Friday we could have sent out just like, not a podcast, but like a...
just a little note.
Yeah, like, hey, Obi's sick, so...
so we came in Friday morning, didn't feel really sick, but had no voice.
Yeah, you had laryngitis.
And I actually thought that we'd get in here, talk for a minute or two, and totally work itself out. Not even close.
Actually, it was the reverse. When he came in and started talking, it got worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, so we did something we've never done, and that is... after we had started the show, we just stopped. We've never done that before.
You legitimately could not do it.
So those listening live got worse to the Riot, and you guys got nothing.
So no podcast last Friday, but welcome. Hopefully you had a good weekend, good time change, and you're ready for the week.
So here's what we need you to do. A couple of things. First off, really, 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 please really need you to go to imradiou.com and support Radio U. We're a week out from the spring fundraiser, and I will tell you the podcast is going to go semi-dark during the fundraiser, and I'll tell you why, because we're raising money to keep Radio U on the air, which means we can't do the Riot. That's a direct correlation. Radio U isn't on the air. The Riot doesn't do its thing. So please go to imradiou.com and support Radio U. And then the second thing we need you to do is to pay attention to the first thing.
Okay.
So enjoy the podcast today. It's time changey. It feels angsty. I was going back through and I mean, maybe not you, Nikki, but I sound a little angsty.
A little energy to you? A little angsty energy?
Really tired, drinking coffee. This is what you get.
It leads to something. So enjoy this podcast. And of course, you can always email us riot@radiou.com if there's ever anything you want to talk to us about.
Mm-hmm.
Or Radio U Riot on Facebook. You can message us there if there's something you want to find out more about the show or send us something. We love to hear from you.
Yes. So you guys enjoy the podcast and have a great Monday, even though we all know you're struggling because time change. It is the Riot.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with
you. The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie. So
The Riot, Radio U.
Just want you to know that pain that you feel inside, buried. It's not even buried. What am I saying? It's right at the surface. But
it might be bubbling over.
It goes way deep. You're sitting in the bathroom clutching a washcloth, weeping. It's like, what is it? I don't understand. It's the time change. This is what the legislators have lobbed on you. That you suddenly, for reasons you don't understand, no one explained it to you, you don't know. Now all of a sudden, what was 5 a.m. is 4 a.m. What was 8 a.m. is 7 a.m. Am I getting that
no,
wrong?
No, it's the other way
around. That was the fault. That was the fall one.
What it was is what was 9 Bottom o'clock line. In the evening was 10
it's o'clock
10 in o'clock. The
evening. Right.
There you go.
But whatever it is, it sucks.
I was like, wait, that'd be great if it was what you said. But that's awesome.
Sucks.
No.
I went to bed so late last night. But in reality, I went to bed on time. Right on time. In fact, fell asleep roughly right on time.
Yeah.
In that neighborhood, at least.
But because of the time change, it was an hour later.
I actually didn't. I usually Sunday night take melatonin. Nope, didn't take it because I was like, you'll never wake up tomorrow. But as a result, of course, I never went to sleep too.
Well, it worked.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's that. And here's the sad part about it is that as difficult as the Monday is after the time change, I want you to know that what's going to be really difficult is tomorrow.
Sure, the rest of the week.
Yeah, because like today you're floating on adrenaline, you're floating on whatever, but tomorrow you're just going to be floating on you. Let me tell you what, you're not buoyant.
No.
You don't
You're not
float.
Strong enough with it.
Yeah. So there's that.
Well, have a good weekend. So hopefully everybody had a good time and let's start a new week.
Yeah. So you know what? And see how Nikki, like how she's clapping and stuff now? This is what the Monday after is like. She feels fine, but it's wait till tomorrow. Wait until tomorrow.
Well, that's ominous.
Yeah. Wednesday could be rough too, but tomorrow I feel like it'll reach its peak.
Oh, you know Thursday's going to be bad too.
Yeah, but that's a whole other thing.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
So sometimes something pops up in the news and you know that like there are other people that are really like, oh man, oh, and you don't even care at all. Like, you just don't care. So when James Cameron comes out and he's like, hey, guys, Avatar 2, it's not going to be out next year. It may be the year after. We don't know.
How long does it take to do something?
Well, Nikki,
been like 10 years?
It will be.
Since it's been, they said that the second one will come out?
Avatar came out in 2009.
Okay.
It is still the top grossing film of all time.
Which I've still never seen it, so.
It's terrible.
I know, and not everybody agrees with you. It's very split. There's one side and then there's the other side.
It's a whole movie about saving a tree. The whole planet is covered in trees. But this is the special tree.
Don't you feel like majority of people, though, have kind of forgotten about it?
Way forgotten.
Yeah, so I wouldn't think you'd want to wait so long.
I thought it was funny when it popped up and it was like, James Cameron reveals Avatar 2 postponed again. And I was just like, oh, yeah, they're going to make another one of those.
Oh, not just one, two. They're supposed to be doing two and three at the same time.
No, Nikki. Did
two,
I read
three, and four.
And five.
And five?
That's what it says. James Cameron says, we're not making Avatar 2. We're making Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5.
That's crazy. Will those ever come out before, like, people die?
Well, you know what I don't like about it? I don't like the assumption that we're going to go see them. Like, oh, yeah, you know what, guys? Avatar's so good. It's so good.
Well, the problem is,
we're not making two.
We're making
four more movies at the same time.
Because it was the top grossing movie, they assume people will.
Yeah.
And as far as like character-wise and age-wise, mm-hmm. it does help to film it all. So like you're probably saving costs in the long run.
I'm sure they're just saving all the costs. So much of the costs right there.
So much of the money.
Well, the thing that's interesting is like the guy, who was the actor?
Sam Worthington?
What's that guy doing these days? He was like hot in Hollywood for a minute because he did this. He did that Terminator movie that tanked.
He was doing something else because remember we looked up his IMDb and we're like, oh yeah, it's the one guy.
That guy.
So he's doing stuff. It just might not be the number one movie stuff.
Right. So he's probably sitting around like, oh my gosh.
When is this coming out?
Please, we just make this movie already?
It doesn't matter. He's getting paid. So maybe he's fine.
He might need to get paid. You know what I'm saying? He's turning down roles so he can be in Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5. And in the meantime, he's just like, when's this ever going to happen?
Well, thanks, James Cameron, for letting us know.
James Cameron has turned from, like, the best to the worst. This guy made...
I don't think he does anything, though.
Terminator 1 and 2, Aliens. He's made all these great documentaries and all this stuff. And now, instead of all the great movies we could be getting, he's like, I want to make 14 Avatar movies. It's like Michael Bay making Transformers movies. It's like, smack him in the face. Stop it. Go do something else.
Get back in the game.
Do something different, for crying out loud. We don't need the Ferngully movies. I mean, damn it, whatever.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
Hey, guys. Guys. Hey, guys. 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 It's National Napping Day. Didn't even know it was a thing.
It's an important day.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. They say it's the holiday. The holiday is a brainchild of former Boston University professor William Anthony. He said that he wanted everyone to realize the health benefits of catching a nap.
So it's not necessarily like this is meant to be after the time change.
Nap. No.
It is.
Like his idea was that this would be the perfect day to raise awareness.
For a nap in the afternoon.
For napping, yeah. Dude, you know what I want to raise awareness of? Napping. Like,
why do you take part? It's a day.
I'm completely on board. All these days about blah, blah, blahs, whatever. This is a day I can get behind
right here.
Well,
it's a day if you take a nap that is, you know, for us, work-related.
It is. It is now.
About it.
It is now. I'll need to take a nap and then share my experiences here on the show. Because obviously we can't just do it. We've got to be ready for it. So,
absolutely.
Nikki, have you ever taken a nap before?
I love taking naps.
So could you tell me a little more about it?
I'm the type of person, though, that I don't do well with like what we call like a cat nap, like a quick little nap.
Okay.
I like to go in for an hour or two, enough to disrupt my evening sleeping routine. That's what I like the most.
I don't know if I... part of me envies you because I can't take more than a short nap.
Sure.
I just can't.
You can only do the quick ones?
I mean, there was a time when, you know, I could take a 3-hour nap, no problem. No problem.
Now, I don't think I can get to 3 hours, but 1 to 2.
Yeah, and now I'm just like 15, 20 minutes. It's the best I can do.
To me, when I do that, that's when I've accidentally fallen asleep. Like, perhaps in a place I should not have fallen asleep at. So. Okay.
Well, for me, like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, around 3 o'clock, I can lay down. Then I put on an episode of a sitcom that I like. And what'll happen is I'll fall asleep. And then when it's over, I will wake up. And it, without fail, like it just happens.
Today, we don't need to decide which one. You just let whichever one works for you happen. Okay. So whether on National Napping Day, you take a long or a short nap or 1 or 2.
I'm so sleepy.
Today, you can do that.
Okay. Well, I mentioned William Anthony. He established this day in 1999. He says, we chose this particular Monday because Americans are more nap ready than usual after losing an hour of sleep to daylight saving time. So,
there it is.
Yeah. So, you know what? Just go ahead and make plans right now. You really, really should take a nap today. Every day, but especially today. You wouldn't want to not participate.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
I want to say what's up to... Wait, let me see who all this is. To Jerome, he is right now in Massachusetts, he said. He's someone who listens to us frequently. He drives a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's hoping that they'll route him
away
away from, but like he had to drive into Massachusetts last night. So he's hoping to get out before it, you know, happens big time. Remember, you can always text or call us 877-2-RADIO-U. If you want to say what's up to the Riot. Nikki, how familiar are you with Doc Holliday?
Doc Holliday was a gunslinger. No.
He was?
He was.
That's good.
I remember a couple of Westerns that I've seen where he's been the character in
Val Kilmer played Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
But outside
he's
of that,
he's a lunger.
I don't really know, like... Compared to movie stuff, what's like real? So I don't know if I know what's real or if I just know what the movies told me. So
yeah.
I don't know much, but I'm assuming he was a bad man.
Well, was he?
I don't know. Was he?
Like
he's
a
not a
man?
Real doctor.
Was it? He was a dentist.
Well, yes, but...
Oh, so you're saying that dentists aren't doctors? That's what you said.
I did not say
that's
that
what you just said.
That's a different
hey,
type
everybody.
Of doctor.
Nikki is an anti-dentite,
no,
just to
I'm
let
not.
You know. You are.
No, I'm not. And it was no holiday being with him, I don't think.
You don't know.
I thought he was a bad guy.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I thought he was a good guy.
Was it Robin Hood sort of guy or what?
Well, I mean, like what? So you have to rob from the rich now? Is that what makes you a good person?
I don't know. I just think normally we hear about those
characters. Didn't he help Wyatt Earp at the OK Corral? Wasn't Wyatt Earp the good guy?
Yeah, I thought they
Kurt
all
Russell
crossed.
Is the good guy, Nikki.
I thought they all crossed the line.
What line did they cross?
The one in the sand.
The dentist line? Him and his dentist and his
I don't know how much dentist stuff we had back then.
I don't know.
Well, they're like, here, drink this and pull that.
That sounds about right. The Glenwood Springs Historical Society... What? What do you got?
When I was reading his wiki, he's a gambler, he's a gunfighter, and a dentist. And he was a good friend of Wyatt Earp.
Man, that's a heck of a lineup right there.
He was known for a role of as a temporary deputy marshal leading up to the OK Corral fights.
Come on. The last ride of Wyatt Earp and his immortals.
And he had quite the mustache. Quite the mustache.
Hey, listen, back then the mustache was what the beard is now.
True.
Like all the cool kids had that mustache. So, Doc Holliday died in bed. That's what his tombstone says. Doc Holliday, 1852 to 1887, he died in bed. He actually died in Glenwood Springs in Colorado. He had moved there hoping that would help cure his tuberculosis. There were some caves or something, some vapor caves. I don't know. They was trying
vaping?
To... Different kind of vaping, Nikki.
I know. Salt caves.
So he was hoping to cure his tuberculosis, but it did not. And so he died there. Well, Glenwood Springs, apparently that's their claim to fame. That's all they got.
That's all the town has.
That's all they have. Probably a McDonald's.
And the guy died there.
The fact that Doc Holliday died there. And so their historical society just paid $84,000 for Doc Holliday's Derringer, which is a gun.
It's a tiny gun.
His Lel gun.
His tiny, tiny one.
Uh-huh. And it's going to be on display. Now, the guy, I don't have the audio here of him talking about it. But apparently when he confirmed that it was real, he said, it's real. And he got all choked up.
Because that's all, again, they have.
I don't know. Nikki, could I present you? Tell me what historical artifact I could present you with that would get you to choke up a little bit.
Maybe, nothing.
There's Jane nothing. Austen's pen?
No, not really.
Come on, it's real. It's real to me, dang it!
No, I just, again, this is all this town has, so they're very emotional about it, and that's their town's livelihood.
And they're very, this is what I think is amazing, just how transparent they are. They're just like, look, we're hoping that people will show up.
And come see the tiny gun?
This is an investment in our town's tourist industry. So come see Doc Holliday's little gun next to the McDonald's.
Actually, you don't know Glenwood. About the McDonald's. You've not been to Glenwood
Wait,
Springs.
Okay, can we just Google that really quick?
Glenwood Springs, Glenwood Colorado. Springs,
Colorado. Let me make sure they do have one.
That'll be at the Frontier Historical Museum in Glenwood Springs.
Okay, Nikki, they do have one. It's on Glen Avenue. Everything's Glen there. Glenwood, Glen Springs, Glen Avenue. But I will just let you know that it's got a 2-star rating on Yelp.
Oh, not good.
So that might not be why you want to go there.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
It's a really exciting thing when people announce, hey, we're doing this really special event that is 2,000 miles from where you live. Hope you can make it. Gosh, we don't have to say what it is. I just want to say that there's a band that's doing a show. And they're like, yeah, we're not going to do any shows after this show.
Yeah.
And so we hope that you can fly out here and make it to the show.
Oh, is that the one where we were talking about the other day and you said, well, up to like 600 miles, then you would go.
Yeah.
But at 2,000,
well,
you're
I
not
said
going.
6 hours.
Oh, 6 hours.
Yeah, they had played a show that was closer to me and like circumstances just didn't line up for me to go. And now, man, if you thought it was like that before, it's even worse now. I mean, not all of this can be like Chris Burtish. Hear about this guy?
No.
The guy who paddleboarded across the Atlantic Ocean?
He did?
Paddleboarded.
Now, it's rough.
He had a custom paddleboard. When you see it, it looks kind of like...
with a motor? Because that's how I would do that.
That's what I'd be looking for
that's it.
No, but it's got not exactly below decks, but he obviously has a place for storage and he's got it worked out, you know, where he could sleep and stuff, but... he went all by, he's out there by himself.
Like not even a support boat or something?
No support boat.
Oh, that's scary.
Now, in this photo that I sent you, Nikki, you'll see that there's another boat over there. Those are just people that came out to check him out.
They're like, kind of like fans or something?
Yeah, he said that he had like a cruise ship that he ran into out in the ocean. They dropped supplies to him. And then there was a yacht that came out to see him, also sent him some supplies and stuff. And he just is out there. Paddle boating.
Nice. That's when it's your dream. Because otherwise you're just not doing this.
I don't even think it's a dream. And this is not meant as an insult, but I'm also being honest here. I feel like this is diagnosable on some level.
You think so?
You spent 4 months alone on the ocean by choice.
Well, I mean, it's not our thing though.
I get that.
Not anywhere near our thing.
But that kind of isolation and that kind of determination to me, that's like, even if you're like, wow, that's something amazing. I'm not saying it's not, but there's something abnormal about it.
This is different. This guy, though, he's a pro with water sports. So he's a big wave surfer. He does all this stuff in the water. He might feel more comfortable there.
Yeah.
Where we're not. And so we don't, and we're not doing this paddleboarding thing.
So, well, he's a Guinness World Record holder. Not that it's a shock. He set off from Agadir, Morocco, December 6th, and arrived at English Harbor, Antigua, March 9th.
Nice.
So, just a couple days ago. He set a few other records while he was out there. Furthest distance traveled solo, unsupported, and unassisted over open ocean in a day. That's a long time.
Do you get a plaque for that or what?
Maybe. 71.96 miles. And it took him 93 days. He basically paddled what they say is the equivalent of a marathon every day.
And his arm muscles must be just quite intense.
Dude. Oh. When you got back on water, you'd be like land sick.
Yeah, you wouldn't be used to it at all. Like, you paddle your way around instead of driving.
Why doesn't it move? I can't stand it. How can I get used to that?
No, thank you.
You really have to get your land legs back, dude. So he did that. So my thought is this. My unwillingness to go all the way to this place to see this band get together, I'm not willing to fly there. You know, pack a little bag, 2-hour flight, have to spend the night in a hotel.
Let alone.
It just sounds like way too much work.
But it's not like you have to paddle there.
It's true. That's what I'm saying is this guy's willing to paddle across the ocean and I won't ride in the air chair. Just like, it's too much. Just can't.
Okay. It is an air chair, but it is also unpleasant. Okay, so.
There is some hassle.
There is some annoyance with it.
The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm a grown man going to a comic book movie at midnight.
The Riot with Nikki.
It's a very princess. She's coming.
The Riot on Radio U.
I'm going to say what's up to everybody who just texted, emailed, and tweeted. It would appear that my take on the prolific profanity as represented in Ghost Recon Wildlands, it has become apparent that I've never served in the military.
Because that's how they're speaking?
The feeling of everyone is, no, you're wrong, including, I just got one that says, when I was in the service, I was able to hold a conversation just using profanity.
It's a talent.
So I guess, you know what, I'm just wrong.
Maybe you just had the wrong take on the game.
I'm just wrong.
He was just more amazed at certain word combinations that you still never experienced. You know,
I'm going to say poor sentence structure.
Sure, and maybe that's the biggest part. It's the grammar.
I'm telling you, it's one of those things where you sit down and you're like, someone wrote this, and when you wrote it, didn't you get that little red line under it, or green line?
Big circle.
Google or something was like, oh, you can't do that. You can't use all that like that.
Perhaps that's the big problem, because you've always been, really more into grammar.
Well, I mean, I guess not.
It's important.
But not spoken, but, you know, if you're going to write it, and this had to be written at some point. Google, Nikki, wants you and I to make an investment. Are you, are you ready to invest?
Yeah, in them, or what are we investing in?
First off, before we even get started, I want you to change your paradigm just a little bit, okay? I don't want to talk about what things cost.
Yeah.
I want to talk about what they're worth.
Sure. Okay. Must be expensive.
What are they?
If you're telling me that ahead of time.
What are they worth?
Yes. To me?
No.
Just in general?
What are they worth?
Yeah. What is it?
Okay. What if I want you to look on that wall over there?
Yeah.
It's just a wall in the studio. Okay. Imagine a 55-inch TV over there.
Yes.
All right. But it's not a TV.
It's not just your normal one.
It's a jam board. It's a jam board. Yeah, it is a 55-inch jam board. And the idea is it's basically going to be a huge tablet.
Yeah.
That we're going to have on the wall over there. So you can go up to it. You can touch it, which you like that. You always touch screens and leave fingerprints.
Well.
You do?
I do not.
Oh, friend. Let me tell you what. Give Nikki anything and she'll immediately start touching the screen.
Well, I assume it should be touchable.
I've watched
but
you.
But I'm not there like the whole time just touching it.
Okay. So think about that though. TV or there's a jam board. And so at any point, like if you want to walk over and do some finger painting, you can.
In the studio.
You can just do that on the jam board.
Sure.
If at any time you want to, you know, like say flip something from your phone over to the jam board so we can both see it and we can both be jamming. Okay. Imagine this in the conference room where we could have meetings.
Yeah.
Where you're touching the screen.
Are they trying to make something out of this? Like, you know, they're trying to make us add to our conversation jam board, or yep, we be jamming, or all that stuff.
Sure.
Have you jammed today? Like a part of our day-to-day convo station?
Yeah. No. Can we call it convo? Yeah. That feels a lot more synergistic.
Yeah, like they're just trying to make it a thing when it's not really a thing, nor will it probably be a thing.
It is. I will say it is kind of cool. So, like, here would be the idea. Like, let's say you and me and Michael are all together for something, like, I don't know, a fundraiser or something. And we would have the jam board on the wall. Then you and I would each have the jam board app on our phones.
Oh, gosh.
And if we wanted to, yeah, we could add something to jam board so everyone could see it.
Yeah, but normally
okay,
in
all right,
messengers, that's between not the jam committee, but just the jammers. So I don't know if you want everything jamming around.
Come on.
I don't think this is a thing. It's not a thing.
It could be a thing.
It's not. I don't want a jam board.
We could have one.
How much is it and who's doing it?
Okay. Do you want to talk about cost or worth?
Cost. I actually want to talk about cost.
Okay, well, Google's making it.
Google's making it, and they make mistakes, too.
They do. $5,000. That's way lower than I thought it was going to be.
If jam came out of it, that'd be the only thing.
And free with every jam board, this carton of jam.
Of organic, locally sourced jam. That's the only way that's happening.
Yeah. So that's the idea. We can have a jam. I would love to have a jam board. I can just go up and...
Can't we just use it as a TV or...
Well, you could.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to do a little bit of both. What about this? What if I put, like, TV up in the corner? And because it's about expressing yourself and staying organized. So, don't you think
I'm
it's
worth
it? I'm
hearing these words that normally we're not saying.
You don't think so?
No. I feel like these are just ones that the marketing team would like us to express.
Oh. You know, don't you want to
be
on
the... Who use the jam board to make their presentation.
Don't you want
to
be on the marketing team?
I do not.
Why not?
I also don't want the jam board. Very sticky. So, very sticky.
Nikki, this is going to be a great time for us to go over and just touch the jam board.
Just jam.
Yeah, jam. Mm-mm. No. All right, it's fine. I mean, like, Nikki, often, like, I just feel like you're killing innovation. They're trying to do something exciting and new.
I am the buzzkill with this.
And Nikki's just like, you know what? Let's just stick with the same old, same old.
Just message me.
All right. Okay. Well, this has been a great time together. And I feel like if there's anything we can all walk away from, it's a good discussion on cost versus worth.
It's the worst of the riot because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Hey, while you're thinking about us, you can call us or text us 877-2-RADIO-U. That's what Josh did. We've been talking Ghost Recon. You know, because instead of focusing on my job, I'm texting with Josh, which is kind of my job.
Well, I guess it does work.
I mean, does it count?
That's fine.
Nikki, have you felt stressed lately?
No, not really.
Have you felt unhappy?
No, not really.
Do you want to talk about the joy stealers in your life?
Sure, I guess.
Well, instead of joy stealers, let's talk about joy givers.
Yeah, let's be nice about it. The positive part.
Let's just take a look up front at this. The BBC has released Planet Earth 2. It's airing in the United States on BBC America.
Mm-hmm.
The BBC has commissioned a study, the results of which point directly towards watching Planet Earth 2.
You got to watch these studies.
So all of that disclaimer being said, here's the deal. They commissioned the study and they took a look. They had 7,500 people in the United States, South Africa, the UK, and Australia watch nature documentaries, and they tracked their emotional responses. And here's what they found. In watching nature documentaries, people...
Like Planet Earth 2.
Right. This one.
Which is what they're really highlighting.
Right. They say that people experienced awe and wonder. And as a result, the awe and wonder that they experienced led to greater feelings of contentment and joy.
Sure.
Because... they say there is something about the human psyche that when it experiences awe and wonder at the natural world, that there is something about it that makes you go,
I guess that can be true because a nature documentary is different than, say, like if I watched a travel show. When I watch travel shows, sometimes I feel the reverse. I want to go travel.
So you're envious. You
so
hate
I
your
feel
life.
Envious. I feel frustrated. I'm like, why can't I go there? I want to go do that. But for a nature documentary, I don't usually have those feelings. It's not like, boy, I really wish I could go and be in that rainforest with that bug. It's not really like travel jealousy. So then you can just really be in awe of what our world has to offer.
That makes sense because you, in a travel show, you're watching people having fun doing something.
Mm-hmm.
In a documentary, you're watching bears frolicking.
Yeah.
And you don't think to yourself like, get to frolic.
Why can't I go there?
Why don't I ever do that?
Now, I won't say never ever. But
okay, all
in
right.
Nature documentaries,
poor choice.
Normally it would be, again, the wonder, but not the, man, why can't I be there?
Oh.
So, yes, I could see that.
So, are you ready to
watch Planet Earth 2?
Are you ready to watch Planet Earth 2?
I wasn't planning on it, but when is it coming out?
Well, it's airing right now on the Beeb. And I don't know. I keep seeing deals for it, like it's coming to Blu-ray, but I don't know. Let's see. Planet Earth 2.
I watched one, but not enough to really remember too much. It was amazing looking, but...
I got a pre-order here for March 28th.
March 28th.
On the Blu-ray, but Nikki, if you want to go with all the Ks, all four of the Ks, same date, $39.99.
For Planet Earth 2?
All of those four Ks.
Look at that.
Not just one or two Ks, four whole Ks.
Well, I'm gonna strongly think about it.
Okay.
Because I'd love to be in awe and wonder.
Well, but when you look at the price, do you feel awe and wonder?
That's not the worst.
It's not that
bad. It could be the worst.
I mean, we've experienced worse.
Yeah, I was expecting like maybe a $50 price tag, so...
This is only 40.
Not the worst.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
Nikki, what are you doing today after work?
Well, it's National Napping Day.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe I do have plans.
So, okay, what if like...
Maybe I'm taking a nap.
What if you take a nap and then what are you doing after that?
Maybe a light dinner, maybe something fun, and then just call it a day.
Okay, well, what about if between nap and dinner, what if you and me did something together?
What should we do?
Well, we always talk about how we should work on our relationship more, but then as soon as work is over,
we're just done.
Scatter. Like, I never see you. I don't hear from you. We don't get together.
That's not true.
Well, I get text messages. You know, like, I miss you. What are you doing?
That sort of stuff.
But what if you and I tonight, this afternoon, what if we grouted some tile?
You have a repair to do, don't you?
I've got some work to do, yeah. And so I thought maybe the two of us could just, like, I could put the grout in and you could wash the tile. They say it goes faster if there's two of you. Yeah, because you got
to
get the grout off the tile.
It sounded like watch it. I was like, sure, I can watch you do the tile and the grout.
I got to grout it. You got to wash it.
That's kind of boring.
No, you got to wash it.
I don't do home repair stuff. Like, I don't think I've ever tried tile work.
Yeah.
But I imagine.
The tile's down.
Okay, so it's just the grout. It's the in-between stuff.
Uh-huh, that's right.
You maybe could say I have a little disorder with like making sure things are even and just, I wondered if when I had to do tile grouting, if I would get a little frustrated if I couldn't make it like perfect.
Okay.
And then you end up with this big pile of grout on the tile because I just can't get it level enough.
But it's even.
Like I would want to make sure it was even enough and I would have a hard time.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to do it, so I'm watching some YouTube videos right now.
We're in a bad place to start off with.
Wow.
Tile grout is important, don't you think? To do it properly.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think so. But the tile's already down, so that's the hard part.
They say that's the hard part.
Yeah, well, just let me know how it goes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could be there, though.
I don't want to come.
Why not?
We did talk about, if you go to our Radio U Riot YouTube channel, about a potential YouTube series of us doing these home repairs or like, I've never mowed a lawn, you know, like how to use a lawnmower, that sort of thing, where that could be a series. And this could kick off the series on how do you grout tile according to the Riot.
Like, and it would be, here's what the YouTube video would be. It would be us watching a YouTube video.
Well, how meta.
And then eventually the second video might be us actually trying it. Like, no, this video is not a good one. Find another one.
Finding a wonderful Riot listener who knows how to grout tile.
I thought about asking paying somebody to do it, but it's supposed to be so easy.
Doesn't matter. It's a home repair. You got to make sure it's done right.
I don't know.
What's the purpose of the grout and the tile?
What, like
to hold the tile things in?
Yeah.
But so as long as you get close enough.
Like, tile's down there, like, it's got, like, so adhesive on the bottom, like this sticks it to the floor. So this is just there to, you know, this
pretty it up.
Well, it pretties it up and it like provide, it keeps the tile from cracking.
Sure.
Because
have fun.
What?
Have a good time.
One. Okay. All right. See, I want you to have a good time.
No, do you want me to come there and do it with you?
Well, I mean, if you want to do it, that's fine.
I don't want to be the scapegoat.
Someone's got to run the camera.
I don't want to be the scapegoat if there's cracking or if there's problems. Be like, well, she didn't do it right.
Oh, the tile's not going to crack. That's not going to happen. No, it's not. Don't even say it.
I'm not saying anything.
Don't even say that.
I could be raising one eyebrow like, ah! But I'm not saying anything.
No, that's not going to happen. Didn't even occur to me that that was going to be a problem. Don't say that.
I've never done it. I don't know what's the problem. You have a good time. I'm going to let you do it. You tell me how it goes. You do your home repair.
Okay. It's not repair. It's improvement.
Okay. How much money are you going to get out of this improvement?
I don't know. What do you get out of anything? What's the point in even anything?
What you give out of it is what you've put into it.
That's not true. You know what, Nikki? I'm going to experience the joy of the Beeb. It's going to be like a nature documentary. Behold, man in his element, breaking tile.
Well, I'm not doing it if it's near a toilet, so even if it's new.
Well, that's the problem is there's no toilet down there, so you'll be fine. It's fine.
Want to shove the riot in your pocket and make them talk on demand?
Blah, blah, blah.
The Worst of the Riot is now a daily podcast.
Now let's get this on the internet immediately.
Download it now or listen through the Radio U app.
If you're filling out your bracket, don't forget for Radio U's Bracket Mania. You can join our Radio U group if you want through RadioU.com. The details are there.
You filled out yours, didn't you, Nikki?
I did. I'm done.
You're a better person than me. I need to go fill it out.
I'm not better than you. I was just faster in this one case. Just
no,
faster.
Actually, if there's any pending thing that needs to be done, you can be assured that Nikki is done before I am, is probably more thoroughly done because I'll turn mine in. There'll be questions.
I might just remind you.
And then
you
we have to go back and do whatever and et cetera, et cetera. And
not whatever. About that. It's just about if you're doing your bracket today, go ahead. You can join the Radio U group.
I feel like my strengths become more obvious when we get into things like a finger painting class.
Your strengths?
Yeah. I mean, as a person. But even in there, Nikki's going to have better colors and more defined,
vibrant choices.
I guess what I'm saying is I'm not good at anything, guys. There, I said it. I contribute. People like me exist to make achievers look better. We set low bars so that other people can go higher.
That's not true.
Someone's got to, listen, the people that get to the top have got to step on somebody's back. This guy. All right. The good news is you put the heavier things towards the bottom.
And it builds up quite nicely.
At Carleton University, they've got a problem, Nikki. Have you ever seen a scale and felt threatened by it?
Oh, like a scale to weigh yourself?
Yeah.
Well, yes, in our women's bathroom here down at the bottom floor.
I do think it's really weird that there's a scale.
It was mostly because if you ship big boxes, we have a big giant scale. The problem is they put it in the women's restroom.
Well, get it out of there.
Like, why do we have to have that there? Maybe it's because we have more room than the guys' bathroom down here.
Well, I will tell you that the women's bathroom is three times the size. There's a lounge. What you don't know is we actually have like a person that works in there.
The attendant?
The attendant. There, it's a full-time, it's actually more than a full-time position. It's two full-time positions.
Rotating in and out.
That work in the attendant there. No, and not to mention the masseuse.
But every time you're in there and you're like, there's the scale, and it's just looking at you.
Just looking
and it's
at
not
you.
A digital, like, pleasant scale that reminds you that you're worth more than just the numbers you see.
Yeah.
But instead, it just the numbers just are there and a...
Stop looking at me!
In a very harsh form that we do not like.
Well, you know what, Nikki? The people in Canada, they agree with you. At this Carleton University, I love this, in the gym at Carleton University, there used to be a scale in there.
Not anymore?
They took it out.
What do they have now?
Well, they have nothing because they wanted to remind people that, look, you're more than just those harsh numbers you were talking about.
They're supposed to say, like, just tell, like, when your pants are tight. Makes you gain weight.
Well, what they're saying is like, hey, overall body health is more important than just numbers that you're getting off of a scale.
I guess so in a university setting, if you're in or if you're part of that side of stuff, don't you sometimes need to just track your weight? Like for
Nikki, could we stop? You're more than a number.
Like if you are a weightlifter or something, or if you're another sport like activity.
You know what? If you're a weightlifter, it shouldn't be about numbers.
Even I thought though weightlifting
is actually
it's
all
about
numbers.
I thought that was very important.
It's practically all
I'm very
numbers.
Very confused.
Like, how do I know I'm doing good? More.
Like, I know it's say like when you were in school and they would weigh you and like everybody's all there together and it's shaming and shameful and all that. That's one thing, but in a college setting, you know, you could just say no, can't you?
You know what, Nikki? It's interesting you bring that up because earlier I was talking about how I'm never. the achiever. I'm never the top, whatever. I can tell you that my numbers were always the highest in school when the scale came out.
Oh, and yeah.
That, yeah, when they would bring up the scale, I was always number one.
That's awesome.
I don't think I've ever been a part of a class where I wasn't...
The top
of the scale chart.
Well, so you would miss out on that if the scale wasn't there.
Well, at Carleton, a lot of students are angry that they've removed it, and they've started a campaign on social media, hashtag bring back the scale.
I feel like... As adults, you know, hashtag adulting.
Okay.
If the scale is there, you can use it or...
You could choose not to.
You can choose not to. And I don't feel like it just being there, except in the case of our bathroom, is threatening enough to have to remove it.
Well, the administrator at the school told the CBC that they'll weigh the pros and cons of bringing the scale back.
Because they don't have the scale.
Well, they have the scale. It's just that the students can't have the scale.
They can't get to it. Then the teachers start getting mad because it's in their office somewhere.
Although it can be used as a tool to help measure certain aspects of fitness, it does not provide a good overall indication of health.
Actually, it kind of does, though, I thought.
Overall picture, Nikki.
Overall, big picture.
A picture.
Big picture or small picture?
Big picture with the finger painting.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show.
Right of me!
It's The Riot on Radio U.
You know, we've been very transparent here on this show about the importance of the Sheetz gas station chain. Now, Sheetz is basically only in the... I mean, would you say New England, but like it's in Eastern Ohio, parts of West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and then along, I think through the New England states.
I think if you just say East Coast.
Okay, East Coast. It's good enough for me. And it's a wonderful place. It's where you can go, you can get food and gas, and they've got a soda cooler like you wouldn't believe.
Now, I know you're like, it's just a gas station. Yes, but there's just something about it.
Look, if you don't go inside, it's just a gas station. When you go inside, it's an oasis.
It's a wonderland.
It's just like you're driving and there's just so many fun things to get and see and do.
Do they still sell the Fizzinator? OB has this giant...
it's a 52-ounce.
52-ounce insulated...
Insulated like, mug.
Cup mug sort of thing that he sometimes carries around.
Oh, man. You put some yumminess in that and just...
But it's so big, like you can't just... you can't bring that every day.
Oh, man, it makes me miss festivals. Anyway, let's go on. Here's one more reason why Sheetz is the place to be, Nikki. Currently just at Sheetz, though it will be expanding to other gas stations over the next few weeks. And apparently there are a couple of nationwide chains that they've hooked up with, though I don't know what they are. Hostess has partnered with Carry Convenience to bring you Twinkie cappuccinos.
So it's a Twinkie-flavored cappuccino?
So you go up and you know how they have the cappuccino machines.
Coffee machine, yeah.
But now it's a Twinkie cappuccino.
Maybe. So, that might be good. Maybe. Well,
okay. I'll admit that Nikki and I have an on-again, off-again, mostly off-again love for Twinkies.
We do.
They sound like a really great idea, and then you eat one and you're like, what even is this?
It's just like it doesn't live up to what you feel it's going to when you are so excited in the beginning to have one.
But I still would really like to try a Twinkie cappuccino.
Yeah.
Cappuccinos from those cappuccino machines. Oh gosh, they're basically straight sugar, so they're delicious.
It's just, I know it too. If you're a connoisseur of a cappuccino at a perhaps more of an elegant store,
well,
this is not your thing. But a Twinkie cappuccino just might be sugary enough.
I can assure you that there's almost no coffee in it at all.
Yeah, and that's
almost
fine.
Almost none at all. But I'd like to try it, especially while it's new, when the machine hasn't been worn out by years and years of use.
Of abuse with it, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to give that a shot when it's a brand new thing.
So Sheetz right now, and if you're not in an area where that's a gas station for you, you might just find it popping up at like a local gas station, depending on your area, if they get a deal with it.
So, well, they say there is a nationwide deal, but we don't know what it is
yet. It's just going to be varied from place to place.
It's going to show up somewhere. What I need is Sheetz. I need a couple of places to sign some deals. I need In-N-Out to sign a deal and get themselves where
everywhere.
I'm at. I need Sheetz to get where I'm at.
We'll just start with Wawa's better. So I would like a Wawa's where I'm at.
Whatever. What if Sheetz won't come? Then Wawa, come on, guys. I'm right here with open arms. I'm ready to embrace your brand.
He'll take it all.
And that ends our marketing seminar. Did you hear what he said? He's ready to embrace our brand. Come in. We want to embrace you.
Now go walk across the hot coals and then we're done with this meeting.
This was the worst of the Riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The Riot exists because Radio U exists. And Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
Do you feel that the Pink Ranger is as attractive this time as she was in the last iteration?